The Supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. This is today's special and the topic is giving gifts in Islam.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Today, Friday, is the 18th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Urdibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Hajj, verse 37.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين.
Their meat will not reach Allah, nor will their blood, but what reaches him is piety from you. Thus have we subjected them to you, that you may glorify Allah for that to which he has guided you, and give good tidings to the doers of good.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
On one side, Allah has taught you the rites of Hajj and the style of obedience and servitude. And on the other side, He has made these big and powerful animals subservient to you to obey you so that you can use them in the way of obedience of Allah, sacrificing, doing good to the needy people, and providing your own life. This good news is for those who utilize these divine blessings in the path of obeying Him, and they fulfill their duties in the best form and especially do not show any shortcoming in spending out in the cause of Allah.
The greatest gift. It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. The greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa, or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa, or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah.
As you know, the topic of this episode is giving gifts in Islam. This is IRIB English Radio, today's special. The gift has a great effect in gaining love. It is a sign of love and serenity of heart, and it is a notice of appreciation and respect. So the Prophet accepted it from the Muslim and the non-Muslim, and accepted it from the woman as he accepted it from the man. The price of the gift does not matter, rather it is the emotion and love behind the gift. Prophet of Islam, who was the best of creation, he was the one who was the perfect human being. He did not reject gifts because of their worth. He would accept them because he wanted to make the giver feel a sense of joy. The Prophet has stated, whoever is offered a sweet-smelling flower should accept it, and not reject it because it is a very ordinary thing. Its fragrance is a thing of joy. This is a clear indication that the price or scarcity of the item is unimportant. A Muslim is not so shallow. Well, he is not supposed to be. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about various aspects of offering presents and gifts to friends in Islam. When someone's parents are dead and this person, for example, I mean, who is alive, recites the Holy Quran or, for example, performs some religious practices and dedicates the religious rewards and dedicates the religious rewards obtainable out of such practices to this person, to the dead people, it makes both the dead people delighted and happy, and also it makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very much delighted. At the same time, it's indicated, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated in a piece of hadith give each other gifts and presents, because it removes any unfavorable feelings and makes your unfavorable regards to each other to kindness and friendship between you. And what's indicated here is that people People should be instructed to give each other gifts, either by way of returning one's earlier kindness, or in order to give a gift to someone, for example, on certain occasions, or in just simply to make someone delighted. Thank you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your heart, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
One question is here, is there any problem with giving or accepting gifts? Narrations from the Prophet speak about gift-giving is a way we commonly know it. The key difference between Islamic gift-giving and Western traditions is we don't need to wait for a reason to buy someone a gift like a birthday, Christmas, or Mother's Father's Day. The Prophet used to accept the gift and make return for it. This hadith summarizes the concept of giving and receiving gifts in Islam. The Prophet's actions indicate he has no issue whatsoever with giving gifts and would even reciprocate.
The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The gift of life He granted us, how could we ever repay? Show gratitude to your Creator, and please do not delay.
Now, best item gift ideas for everyone. This is a suggestion from today's special from IRIB English Radio. Fragrant flowers for husband and wife. Flowers are the signs of love, care, and affection. They are also from the best Islamic gift ideas list that you can follow. Everyone loves to clean their houses before the arrival of the holy month of Ramadan and Eid. They also love to decorate their homes with particular types of flowers and other decorative things. Therefore, it will be a cool idea if you will give flowers as a gift to your Muslim fellows. Followers hold particular values to Muslims, as Holy Prophet also liked them very much. On the other hand, they are also loved by non-Muslims. In short, flowers are also the best things that you can give as a gift to your Muslim fellows.
When you give in the way of Allah, then your action, whatever you gave, that thing that you gave, it will remain. You built a masjid, you gave charity, you donated, you helped an orphan, you helped set up a project, whatever you do, if you did it for Allah, that will remain. If you did it for dunya, it will not remain. It will only remain as long as this dunya continues. It will only remain as long as people are alive. If you did it for people, so this is a very important point. And when you do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you're not going to expect thanks from people. Sometimes one of the major issues, problems that people have is they say, oh, I did this for him, I did this for her, but they didn't thank me. They didn't appreciate me. They didn't say thanks. If we are doing something sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we would not expect thanks from anyone else. Now, if it's work, if it's job, you're doing it as your job, this is something, no, then people have to give you your right. But sometimes you're giving a gift or you're doing something and you come and you ruin it. You come and you destroy it through words, through actions, through harsh tone, through saying things that are hurtful and disrespectful. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. O you people who believe, do not make void your sadaqat, your charity, through hurtful words and through harmful actions. When you hurt other people, you're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't need to say something. You don't need to hurt someone's feeling. Just because you came and helped this person out, that doesn't mean that you have the right to come and, you know, use bad words and foul language with this person, because that will break that person's heart. This is a very important point. Third, my dear brothers and sisters, when we give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're not going to look at who we're giving. You know, some people, when it comes to giving, they say, oh, I only give people from this community. I only give this group of people. I give people from this village, from this, you know, nationality, people with this passport, even people with this religion. My dear brothers and sisters, when we give, we have to give in the way, if we're giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not going to matter to us who we gave, because at the end of the day, al-khalqu 'iyalullah. Everyone in creation, everyone in existence is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everyone is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection, and of course, don't forget to follow us on parstoday.com/en. Today's special.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone. How about pondering upon an excellent piece of advice from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the first infallible successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Do not sit to a table on which there is wine, because no one can guess the very hour in which his soul is grasped. Thank you.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and informative and beautiful hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the stability of states and what leads to governments and states being stable and lasting long. What causes their subsistence? Or conversely, we can learn from this hadith what leads to the downfall of governments and states. If they don't practice what the Imam has mentioned here, they will fall and they will terminate. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "The greatest of the rights that the glorified Allah has made obligatory on man is the right of the ruler over the ruled and the right of the ruled over the ruler." So both the ruler and the ruled, they both have rights with respect to one another. In continuation, the Imam says, so if the ruled, meaning the governed, the people, the masses, if they fulfill the rights of the ruler, and conversely, and the ruler fulfills their rights, the rights of the governed, the rights of his people, you know, then the truth attains the position of honor among them. The ways of religion become established. The marks of justice affirmed. The traditions and practices get implemented correctly. Current times improve. The continuance of the state is desired. And the ambitions of the enemies are thwarted. So in this hadith, right, even though in the beginning of our program, we mentioned this as the reasons for the stability of the states, in fact, this is actually a hadith about the rights of rulers and the ruled. And what happens when both of these parties, these two parties in this transaction, you might say, when they follow there and observe each other's rights, what happens? One of the consequences and one of the benefits of this is that the government lasts long. It remains. It subsists. Nobody rebels against the government, right? You know, nobody rebels against the government, or no external force comes and, you know, kind of overthrows that government, right? But a lot of other effects and consequences have been mentioned here for this respect, this mutual respect that these two parties give to one another's rights, right? Justice is established, obviously. Traditions and practice gets implemented, yes. The times improve, obviously. Economic times, social, you know, maladies disappear, and these kind of things. The current times improve. You know, the ways of religion become established, yes. You know, so all of these are the effects and consequences of these, this respect that these two parties show one another. The final thing that the Imam mentions is that the continuance of the state is desired, and the ambitions of the enemy thwarted, right? Because obviously one of the rights of this ruler is that the people support him if an external enemy comes and attacks, right? His right is that these people should protect the state, protect him and as well as the state, right? So if they follow his rights, obviously the ambitions of the enemies who seek to overthrow the government will be thwarted. That's probably why in another similar hadith, the Imam says, nothing fortifies states like justice. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reason for the stability of states in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Welcome back, respected brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, we'll continue with التقاء الساكنتين or رفع التقاء الساكنتين, the prohibition or avoiding the two sakin letters meeting each other. So, if you're ready, we studied everything we learned about and we explained, okay, what it really is, what it really means, okay? Now, inshallah, there are many cases that the iltiqa al-sakinatain or the meeting of two sakin letters happen, okay, in many cases, all right?
All right.
Okay. Open Surah An-Nazi'at. Inshallah, we will practice all the other rules as well. If we found any example for today's lesson as well, we'll talk about that. Okay. Surah An-Nazi'at, chapter 30 of the Quran Kareem.
فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى.
فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى.
Okay, look at the word Anna.
Anna said this alif has a zero up of it because it's not at the last, the voice, the noon will be not stretched.
Okay, if you join.
Yeah, if you join. But if you stop here, the noon will be...
Stretched.
Stretched, yes.
There was a rule we studied, okay? That if the word Ana, most of the time the word Ana, okay? Yeah, it's repeated a lot in the Quran. If you join the word Ana with the next words, you skip the longer sound, okay? Ana, no. Ana, because there is alif maddi, okay? Ana. So you do not say, فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. No.
You say, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ
الْأَعْلَى. Like alif is skip. That, look, there are many other sukun, okay? Sukun sign.
فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى, right?
Yeah. Look, but this sukun is a different sukun.
Yeah, it's
a
zero one.
You skip this, the alif. It means you make it ساكن.
أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ.
Yeah, but it's a different one. What does it say? Why is it different? Because it tells you Hussein, Musa, and Mahdi, and Yahya, and Minha Hussein, and Fasihi. Okay, listen. It says that.
You should listen to yourself.
Okay, I should listen to myself. I should listen to the word of Quran. So when it says it is there, okay, that type of sukun, it means that if you joined the word Ana with the next words, you got to skip that aleph. Read it, Ana. If you do not join, if you make a pause here at the word Ana, it means you do not have to skip the sound of aleph. Stretch the sound. فَقَالَ أَنَا. Make a pause. فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمْ. You joined.
فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمْ. فَقَالَ أَنَا.
فَقَالَ أَنَا. If you join. فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمْ. Right? God forbid, may Allah Almighty send the Fir'aun, okay, straight to the hell, inshallah he will do. So he said that Fir'aun said to the people that Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, I'm your Lord. So he was thinking like he is the Lord, okay?
Yeah, he
but
said like
what happened to him? The Lord of the Lords, the Allah God. Almighty, the only Lord, okay? He just
sir,
make him, or I mean, punished him, okay?
In this ayah, he said that so, he said that I am the God, the big of you.
No, I am the God, the big of you. No, I am the God, the great God, the great Lord
the great
of you.
The great God of you.
So, let's recite the next ayah. Okay. فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى.
فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى.
Okay.
There's an Hamzatul Wasl here with
yes. نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى. Hamzatul Wasl. MashaAllah. Laha, one more thing. Do you remember that I told you if the next letter after Ha, which has Dhamma, if it is Sakin, you do not stretch the sound. Yes? Can you find the example in this ayah?
Which ayah?
What?
فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ. Oh, there was an exception.
Oh,
I mean, three conditions were there, okay, to stretch the sound
can
of
I
Ha. If, the, I mean, the Ha itself should have harakat, the previous letter, the next letter. So three letters must
so
be.
So can I say فَأَخَذُهُ.
فَأَخَذَهُ, if you said strong Y.
Yeah, because the next, because the first, the before one is mutaharrik, itself is mutaharrik, but the after it is not.
The next letter, it's not mutaharrik. Allah, the word Allah, because Hamzatul Wasl it has.
Yes.
So if you join them, there is a lam, which is sakin, okay? That's why the next letter is not talking. So here you cannot straight the sound of ha. Okay, Mahdi?
فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى.
That was very nice, only there was a mistake. أَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ. That's wrong. So how should I read?
فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ.
Yes, that is true because there's a
hamza
to us.
Great.
فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى.
فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى.
Okay, great. So, guys, let's go to... In this ayah we have... Let's continue. In ayah 36, we have one example for iltiqa'u sakinah, na sakinatain. Go to ayah 36.
Yes.
وَبُرِّزَتْ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى. So the word is this way. Read it. Let's read it together. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى.
Don't have any two sukun.
Oh, yes, it doesn't have. Saint Musa, does it have or no? This ayah, two sakin letters.
Wait, where is
that? Take a look. Mahdi, take a look. Your Arabic is good. وَبُرِّزَتْ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى.
So it doesn't. It's supposed to be
Well, the reality, I mean the word burrizat, it's a verb, okay? It ends with a sukun. Burrizat. Yes.
But here, the sukun, when it's two sukun, it will be kasra.
Okay, that's it. That's the rule of hurrik will cast the general rule.
But in this Quran, they write by themselves.
Yeah, it's written. That's why it's written. Sometimes it's written. I told you, sometimes it's written.
Always.
Okay. No, sometimes you got to do it yourself. Sometimes it's written. But maybe in some Quran, it's not written. I mean, not different Quran. I mean, different copyrights or paintings of the Quran. Okay.
The old ones.
New ones as well. Maybe with Kufi calligraphy, I think.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's not written. I think. I'm not sure. So, وَبُرِّزَتْ, it ends with the sukun. Ta sakin, okay? Yahya, burrizat. Ta is sakin. But since the next word, mashallah, the next word, al-jahim, it starts with a sukun. I mean, the lam has a sukun because you join them together, yes? In this case, meeting of two sakin letters. Iltiqa'u sakinatayn. Hurrik bil kasr here. Yes? Is it kum humtum? No. Is it min?
No.
Okay? It's not min, it's not kum humtum, it's not da, the alif.
But, sir, why do we say burrizatil jahim? Why do we not say burrizatil jahim? Why do we not say like burrizatil jahim? Like Shamsi.
Oh, it's not Shamsi.
Oh.
It's Qamari.
Yeah.
Okay. The question was this. Mahdi, the question was this. That why we do not say وَبُرِّزَتِدْ جَحِيمُ. That's very easy, the answer.
Because it's Shamsi, Jim
is not a sun letter. It's a moon letter.
Yeah, we read Alif. We read Lam.
I mean, you read the Lam.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى
وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى.
Great. Why did you put kasra?
Because it is kasra.
Because التقاو ساكنتين, two ساكن letters. Very simple. Alhamdulillah, you did this one.
So also we can't recite Alhamdulillah without Aleph.
There is one more example. Go to ayah 34. We skipped this one, I think. فَإِذَا
جَاءَتِ
الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى. Two examples we have. Good one.
جَاءَتِ
Great.
It's 2 seconds.
If you can just, yeah.
Matul Kubra. The T of this is also Sakin, but they add Harakat.
No. There is another example. Look.
Sir. The T, the Ta, and Mim.
Ah, that's the another example.
Yeah, we should cut it.
Wala Dhalin. Tom. The same.
Yes.
Remember the word dallin. The meaning is not good, dallin, okay? It means misled people, okay? Those who are misguided, okay? It doesn't have a good meaning, but remember that word, okay? Yeah, to kind of remember the rule. That's easy. So, two examples are here. Musa, can you conjugate the Arabic word, the Arabic verb, ja'a, 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 ja'u,
so
for the female?
Ja'a means came?
Came, yes. For the female, we say?
Ja'at.
Ja'at. It ends with sukun.
Ja'at.
Next word. At, at-tamma. Alif lam. Then we have ta. Alif lam, then we have ta. Ta is sakin, yes? Because it has tashdeed. Two ta. So the first one is sakin. So one sakin from ja'at ta. One. Next one? Ta. So two sakin letters. Hurrik bil kasr. It's not kum, it's not tom, it's not hum, it's not min. It's not like alif maddi. So ja'ati tamma. The word tamma. Again, ta. Alif, sakin, then mim has tashdeed. The first mim is sakin. Alif and mim, both sakin. Tamma. Here, it was an exception, yes?
Yes.
It was an exception. Yes. So how do you read it? Read this ayah again. Let's practice. Then, inshallah, we'll finish this session. We'll finish this session. And in the next coming sessions, we'll work more on these kind of examples and new cases of iltiqa wa sakin atain. Okay? The last ayah in this session. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى
فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى
فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى أأنتم أشد خلقا أم السماء بناها رفع سمكها فسواها وأغطش ليلها وأخرج ضحاها والأرض بعد ذلك دحاها أخرج منها ما متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم فإذا جاءت الطامة الكبرى
صدق الله العلي العظيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we finished this session as well. Thanks to Allah Almighty. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. And besides, thanks to you, students of Sevier International School. And thanks to me. Yes, also. Thank you so much to those who help us hold these kind of sessions. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Stay with us with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن.
الفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program, in which we try to criticize some of the movies available in the market, and then based on the theme we have in mind, especially a religious theme. We criticize these movies not usually or necessarily based on their artistic features and characteristics. For the last two episodes, we started criticizing the movie Patriot's Day, directed by Peter Berg. It was produced in 2016. It's an American action thriller film about the Boston Marathon bombings. I have two brothers, Brother Hossein and Sayyid Abdullah, sitting in the studio with me, trying to help me have a better critique of this movie. Assalamu alaikum, brother Sayyid Abdullah, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for giving me the chance to be here.
Brother Hossein, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, glad to be here.
Welcome. Let's take a listen to a part of this movie, Patriot's Day, directed by Peter Berg, and we'll be back.
The Boston Marathon tragedy is being described as the worst act of domestic terrorism since the September 11th attacks. However, unlike the attacks on the World Trade Center...
You know that's bullshit, right, Manny?
Yes.
9-11? Muslims didn't blow up those buildings. The U.S. government did.
Yes, I know.
You know?
I know.
Are you saying yes because you believe it, or are you saying yes because you don't want us to kill you?
Sorry, I don't know who did it, 9-11.
Yo, you need to educate yourself, dog. For real, that's the problem in this country. No one knows what goes down. America's fake as...
The government did all that shit. The government. To make Americans hate real Muslims. A lot of people who say they were 9-11, they're all actors.
I didn't know that.
And now you know.
Of course you didn't. You're conditioned by the media.
Yeah.
Back to the program. Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Brother Hossein and Sayyid Abdullah helping me as two of my guest speakers in the studio with me, trying to criticize the movie Patriot's Day, directed by Peter Berg. Well, according to that part, Brother Hossein, the Boston Marathon bombing was described by the news on the media of the car, or on the radio of the car, basically, which was hijacked by the two terrorists. It happened to be the Chinese guy's car, the poor Chinese guy.
Man, yeah.
All right. So these two terrorists, the media calls this terrorist act, the Boston Marathon bombing, as the worst act of terrorism since 9/11. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Then one of the two terrorists, asks the owner of the car, the Chinese guy, the U.S. government blew up the Twin Towers. This is what he says, exactly, quote, unquote, all right? Not Muslims. What do you think? What about the Bin Laden's tape of confession?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Well, of course. I mean, if they did really do it, then they'd have a guy to blame and he'd have to make a tape. I'm not saying that Bin Laden didn't do it. I'm not saying that he did or he didn't. But, you know, it really goes back to one quote that that the same guy, Jahar or something, he says to the Chinese hostage, right? He tells him, you're conditioned by the media. And I think the media is helping the government cover up a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they're paid to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it might just be true that, you know, they make these scenarios up and these big explosions and
yes.
so much drama and terror just to frame the people who they want to frame, Muslims.
I see. What do you think, Sayyid Abdullah, about the same question? Do you think Bin Laden did it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, I do believe Bin Laden did it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, from where Bin Laden is sitting, he done for a cause, for a mm-hmm. holy cause.
Mm-hmm.
Even to be, I mean, from the media perspective, the first Bin Laden rejected. He said they had nothing to do with it. If mm-hmm. you remember when the event happened, a few years back, Bin Laden took responsibility and he said yes, he did it.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I have no doubt in my mind that he actually did.
I see. Okay, before I ask you another question, let's take a listen to another part of this movie. It's a very important part. Just stay with us and don't go away.
SAC Deloria, looking for SAC Deloria.
Rick Deloria.
Hi, I'm Mike Thomas.
May I have a word with you? We're gonna handle the interview from here.
Have any of you spoken to her yet?
Not yet. This is everything we have on her.
We're good. We're good. Thank you, gentlemen. We will take it from here.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You disrespect the Prophet?
Wa alaikum salam.
Catherine, are there more bombs? My name is Veronica. I was born in a tent with three walls that said UNICEF on the sides to a mother who could not write her own name. You were born in a room full of flowers and balloons. Your mother is a nurse. She calls you Katie.
You know nothing about me.
Your best friend, Gina Crawford, works at a Starbucks in Cambridge where you tried to convert her to Islam. Between skinny caramel macchiatos, are there more bombs? More bombers? You sent Gina a text right after the bombing that said, a lot more people are killed every day in Syria and other places. Innocent people. Did you see the footage on television? We found explosive residue from the bombs in your apartment, on your kitchen table, in your kitchen sink, the kitchen where you made breakfast for your daughter. Are there more bombs?
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are criticizing the movie Patriot's Day, directed by Peter Berg. Produced in 2016. I'm Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my two guests or guest speakers in the studio, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Sayyid Abdullah, there is this FBI or CIA Muslim-looking woman
mm-hmm.
coming into the interrogation room, trying yeah. to integrate the wife of the terrorists who they captured, right?
Mm-hmm.
To discover if there are more bombs.
Yeah,
she doesn't answer the greetings of salam, which yeah. we all know is obligatory as a Muslim, right? Mm-hmm. The integrator, the woman integrator, asks, you disrespect the Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Would you talk about that part, please?
Okay, so they are obviously, how should I put it, Islamically, they're wrong. I mean, in this movie, the few things about Islam, about Arabs, they got wrong. One of the things that caught my attention is, you know, there's a few scenes where they show the Arabic TV channel, yes, the news channel, and all the Arabic, the fonts are cut.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, right? They always do that.
They tried to make it look like it's an Arabic, but they couldn't get it right. I mean, this is a simple thing. You know, you have a high-budget movie, but you can't get the Arabic fonts to appear correct.
Yeah, the budget was $45 million.
Yes,
by the way.
Yeah, so it's a lot of money to spend, and then you can't get one scene with proper Arabic fonts that looks like an actual Arabic channel. It looks like
Why does it happen? Like,
I don't know.
Like high budget movies such as this.
I don't know. I that's what I'm saying. So sometimes the people that they have working for them, obviously they miss these kind of details. So one of the things that they miss.
Do they have a lot of like advisors to the movie?
They should, but I was surprised. I mean, how could you make such a huge mistake? I mean, because you're gonna have people, Arabs, watching, and then it got me thinking, because they showed Arabic, they showed Chinese, and what if they all got the other languages wrong too?
Yeah,
I mean, it would be like, you know, it's very embarrassing.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a scandal.
Yeah, so it's, I don't know. So that's so one came to this idea when she said to her Salaam Alaikum a few times and she refused to reply.
Yes,
and then she said, you disrespect the Prophet. What does Salaam Alaikum have to do with the Prophet?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, Salaam Alaikum is an Islamic greeting, it's Jewish say Salaam.
Or shalom.
It's a greeting. Yeah. What does it have to do with the Prophet? And then when she said to her, oh, you know, you disrespect the Prophet, then she replied. Mm-hmm. I mean, what did you get that from? From which book?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I don't want to reply, as a Muslim, I have the right to not reply to you if I feel that I'm not secure.
Yes.
So saying salam alaikum, saying I give you peace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you want to return that peace back to me or not? That's up to you.
Yes.
So, yes, as an Islamist, wajib to reply the salam. But if I don't feel safe, I'm not going to give you my salam. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the things they got wrong. It has nothing to do with the Prophet.
I see.
But that's what they're trying to put in the minds of the people,
mm-hmm,
that their religion, whatever they get, their ideology, it comes from their Prophet. It comes from their Islam. It goes to the root. So, in fact, this is an indirect attack to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because, you know, once you hear the word Prophet, mm-hmm, and Salaam alaikum, they're both Arabic, she's a terrorist. Okay, the Prophet is a terrorist. So they're trying to play on, like, the psyche of people,
mm-hmm,
without them realizing. Otherwise,
exactly,
like I said, what is the relationship and the link between Salaam alaikum and the Prophet?
I see.
Well, okay. Why don't she say, why did you disrespect Allah, for example?
Mm-hmm.
Or she could say to her, if they got the people to write the script correct, say, isn't it compulsory to reply the salam?
Yes.
That would make more sense. That would be Islamically accurate.
No, but that's kind of, see, after the scene, like after the interrogation session, right? She goes out and she takes off the hijab, and it's clear that she's just an actor. So it kind of shows that, you know, she didn't
The lady herself, when she presented herself to the lady, she said to her, like, she was from a torn, war-torn Islamic country.
Yeah, but that's all a lie.
The African countries,
he denied her a lawyer, right?
No, so the idea is, it's not whether the lady herself is a Muslim or not. The idea is, why would you trying to bring a concept,
mm-hmm,
or two concepts, they don't match.
Of course. Yeah.
Like, whether you're an actor, or even if you're an actor, you have to play your role correctly so the other person would believe you. So if she said to her, isn't it wajib compulsory to reply the salam? Yeah. It makes more sense. Like, oh, yeah, actually, yeah.
I think she said something about
the
that
Prophet
later. Yeah.
What? But doesn't this idea, the concept of like returning the salam, the greetings, let's say coming from like one of the hadiths, for example, reported by the Prophet?
What do you mean?
Like, where does this idea, this concept come
the
from?
Concept
like, that
of
you have to.
Actually, in the Quran, whether hayyutun bitahiyyatin, فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أُرُدُّهَا. Allah says, if you were greeted by a greeting, reply it or reply better than it, or at least reply the actual thing. So if I say to you, hello, you can say to me, hello,
isn't
darling,
practice,
or you can say to me, hello,
like,
right?
Isn't this practiced by the Holy Prophet? Like?
It's practiced by all Muslims.
Yes.
It's a form of a greeting. So Islam is a kind of religion that's kind of friendly based.
Mm-hmm.
Now, greeting is a form, it's a multicultural thing
it's
that
a social like interaction. You
every
know?
Culture has their own form of saying hello to each other.
Yes.
When you see someone, you say hello. So sometimes you say hello. Sometimes you say.
And it's always rude in all culture not to return it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a cultural thing, and all people around the world, they have their own form of a greeting when they see each other. So in their own language, they say hello, hi, I don't know, hola, hola, even you know, kamaste. So in Islam, we say salam alaikum. Like Jews say shalom, right?
Yeah.
It's just a form of a greeting. Why would you want to link it?
Yeah,
to the
but going back to the conversation they were having, When she said, you know, you're disrespecting the prophet, she kind of thinks, you know what? Yeah, maybe I am. So, and that goes back to like how she was brainwashed.
Because but she didn't sound
she's
like,
white, right?
But, like, no, but that's the problem. This is
why would
you know? I think politically,
I think she's
always